the foul stench of discontentment. This is Zach Trauman for WGNS. Several citizens professed that something smelled a little fishy out at the county landfill at the April meeting of the Rutherford County Commission, where claims were made that the county has been ignoring environmental regulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have leachate in our river. We have a definite color change in our river right at our landfill.
I want to express how upset I am, as well as my community, about the county's disregarding our health, safety, and property. We believe the county has purposely allowed its landfill to disregard the rules. It's completely reprehensible that this issue continues to be ignored and pushed aside. We demand a solution be reached quickly with the approval of the community to make this area safe. We have a right to expect clean water, clean air, and clean soil.
News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. You don't have to live in pain with carpal tunnel, sinus problems, migraines, or pinched nerves. Call 895-1253 to schedule a free consultation with Dr. Mark Kessner. Two public hearings were held, one to rezone 409 acres held by John L. Beatty along Baker Road, and another to rezone 238 acres along Medical Center Parkway. No speakers were present for either hearing, and both were approved. The Budget, Finance, and Investment Committee passed several resolutions, including one authorizing the governor's highway safety grant application for the drug court, another to apply for the federal domestic violence grant for the sheriff's department, and another accepting the federal staffing for adequate fire and emergency response grant for the fire and rescue department. The Public Safety Committee approved a contract to house many of our juveniles with Wilson County, and Public Works and Planning set a new 35-mile-per-hour speed limit along Miller Road. This is Zach Trautman for WGNS News.